Fears have been raised that someone could be killed after the installation of a zebra crossing on a blind bend in Bromley Cross. The crossing was put in place on Chapeltown Road, close to Hawker Meadows and Eagley Junior School, a few months ago. The council fitted the controlled crossing to make it safer for pedestrians to cross the road. But Nick Kernick, who lives in the area, says that he has seen at least one near miss and says that the visibility of the crossing is poor. He said, if you do 30 miles an hour or less, it's all right, but most people coming down that hill from the Edgeworth area go faster, and they might not see someone on the crossing until the last minute. It could cause an accident, especially with the school nearby. They need to ensure that the visibility is better than it is at the moment. It won't be long before someone gets knocked over if it stays the same, and I think it's quite concerning. The council has said that visibility forms part of the design process, which they assessed, and found that both approaches to the crossing were well beyond the minimum recommended for a zebra crossing. Councillor Nadeem Muslim says that he understands residents have concerns and he will feed them back to the council. However, he also explained that when a decision is made to install a crossing, there is a strict criteria that the council has to follow. He added that if the neighbouring bushes or hedges get too high and affect the visibility, residents can be asked by the council to cut them back. He added that as well as the road markings and lights, there is a new sign alerting drivers to the crossing ahead, and it is the driver's responsibility to be aware of this. Although Councillor Muslim has seen drivers in the borough ignoring crossings, when it comes to this crossing, he says Greater Manchester Police reported that they have seen drivers slowing down and that people have become more aware of the crossing. He added, I appreciate that people do have concerns and I will feed concerns back to the council. Unfortunately, they can't plan for dangerous drivers who are speeding and refusing to slow down. If there is anything we can do from a civil engineering point of view, I am sure we can talk to the council.